Chris, I usually do this. What do I call it? Thoughts from the highway? I usually wait until I get on the highway on my way home. And I record my thoughts at the camp. But I'm like still on Neal Street right now. So I don't want to wait till the highway because this thing's on my mind and I just want to get it out. I'm going home. Go back to work. I'll come back next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, see if there's, you know, look for some improvement and such. But leaving this camp, I just had this experience. All right, spit it out. My last interview was with Amari Hayes. He is a cornerback. He is a junior college recruit. As I recall, we were his only major offer. In fact, he might have only had some FCS offers, like the old Division I AA. So his one chance at college football was Illinois, and he took it. He was part of that Cubitt class in 2016 when they were looking for players, you know, after the Beckman firing and everything else. I think there were 11 decommits. So that year they were really trying to fill scholarships and such. Last year he played some. He actually started one game, and you know, but he faded, and some of the younger cornerbacks like Frank Sumter and Cam Watkins, you know, kind of moved past him on the depth chart. And I'm an analyst or whatever, and so analyzing it, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I just kind of dismiss that. I'm like, okay, well, he's probably not gonna play much, and you know, I think I had him in the 50s in my 90 Illini list, and whatever. But interviewing him, I mean, he was the last player to come off the field. And he came off the field, gosh, 10 minutes after practice because he was working on something. He just went to the goalpost, and he's working on, like, his jam. Like, when a receiver comes off the line, where to hit him, where to hit with your arm, how to not let him get off the line clean, that kind of thing. And he just, you know, he was working out with Frank Sumter, and then Frank Sumter came off the field, and everybody else came off the field, and the special teams guys who usually, you know, picking things up and everything. So he's literally the last guy coming off the field. And I talked to him, and I'll post the interview in a bit. And it's just inspiring. Like, this is his dream, man. Like, he is going after it. You know, you'll hear when you listen to it. Like, this is what he wanted. And, he came from California to Illinois, and, you know, he felt like he kind of got wrapped up in the whole, like, hey, I get free meals, and I have a scholarship, and I get, you know, felt he got wrapped up in that last year, and he really wants to play more, and he's really trying to show the coaches and really give an effort, and this is his last year, and it's his chance at big-time college football. And it just reminds me why I cover this team. I don't, you know, I get so lost in trying to be like an expert, you know, like, oh, I was close on that score prediction, or oh, my depth chart was right on, and oh, look, I did the check to tape, and I found it. Oh, I landed on the interstate. You know, you get so wrapped up in, like, oh, I am now a football expert online. You know, and I get too far with that. Like, oh, Robert, what's your opinion of the recruiting class? Well, let me tell you, here's what I think. You know, like, you get so wrapped up in that. And I forget why I started doing this. And when I talk to Amari Hayes, I remember why I started doing this. It's because this team, you know, I love Illinois football and basketball. Football is my sport. You people know this. It's what I'm passionate about. Still love Illinois basketball. People think I just don't care. It's not true. I just, you know, football is my thing. And so I've always perceived that Illinois football gets a bad deal with the press and everything else. And as I started doing this, the thing I liked the most was telling the stories of Illinois football players. Not that it's going to turn into some This American Life or anything like that, but, you know, that's a big part of why I enjoy doing this. Like, you know, it's totally journalistically bad that, like, a couple players have sent me game-worn jerseys after their career was over and said, hey, Robert, I really appreciated how you covered me and how you, you know, always interviewed the walk-ons, or how you, you know, took the time for the guys lower in the depth chart to talk to them. And I figured you would really enjoy having my jersey. And that, you know, that means so much to me. Like, more than, hey, I got a bunch of retweets, or, hey, you know, a bunch of people read this or wrote this or talked about, you know, the blog, whatever, you know. Like, it was just a really, really good reminder tonight that Amari Hayes' story is awesome. Like, the ability to fight from whatever he came through, to go through junior college football, which is just, as he, you'll hear on the interview, it's just a grind, and there's no meal plan, there's no scholarship, it's, you know, it's, if you've watched the Netflix documentary Last Chance U, that's what it is, a bunch of guys still hanging on to a dream, hoping somebody pays attention, and, you know, we need cornerbacks, and he sees, he gets this offer from Illinois, and he comes here, and he's just chasing it, and that's so inspiring. Like, God bless America. I want to go on like a diet or something. Like I am inspired to do something better with my life because Amari Hayes gives everything he has to play college football for Illinois, to put on that helmet and wear orange and blue. That is so incredibly inspiring to me. So yes, it's the thing I'm passionate about. It's the thing I care about, you know. Gosh, I tweeted tonight twice from practice, like, why isn't everybody here? I've used the example before of, like, a band that is kind of obscure, and, like, 100 people show up to their concert in the small club, and the guy who's the biggest fan of that band doesn't understand why they're not playing Madison Square Garden that night, because who could not love this? You know, when I'm looking at that hillside and the sunset and the setting and Illinois football and, you know, I get so wrapped up into it emotionally because this is like my thing. This is my juice. This is what gets me flowing. So I'm that guy, but you know, being that guy, I'm so inspired by what these guys are trying to do. The task of turning around a historically poor football program is monumental. And Josh Whitman talks about it all the time. It is a massive task to get this entire thing turned around. It takes everyone. It takes the fans. It takes the players. It takes the recruiting staff. It takes, you know, everybody in sync to start to move this thing in the right direction, which has been moving in the wrong direction more or less for 25 years. So the people who are on the ground, like the foot soldiers in that, the players, the guys who are specifically responsible for that turnaround, when they're as bought in as Amari Hayes, I'm inspired. Because they're chasing a dream, and they're chasing it together, and they want to see it happen as much as you and I do, and they bear the brunt of the losses. And if you think it's hard to sit in the stands and watch an 83-yard touchdown pass by Wisconsin, try being the guy on the field. You know, this was just a good reminder of what this whole thing is about. So, that's all I got to say. I don't really have any analysis from the highway. I'm just really inspired right now by my interview with Amari Hayes and remembering what this whole thing about and remembering where it's headed. You know, the hope of getting this thing turned around, this carrot that has been dangling in front of us fans for, gosh, 25 years, you know, to hear people bought into that is inspiring. And now I'm driving through Tolono, and I'm going 55 miles an hour in a 35, and I need to hit the brakes, and I need to stop rambling. So I'm inspired tonight, and it's going to take a while. It was really rough practice. I'll break that down later, but that's kind of okay because I am totally in with these guys trying to do this. So, that's all I got. Go Illini.